by Sir Arthur Sullivan, half of Gilbert and Sullivan, the overture to a great story, The Mikado. That's Carl Davis on KPR directing from the film soundtrack. Next we have Beethoven on this rainy, I guess late summer, is it still summer? Almost fall morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, so glad to be listening to music with you this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for Puccini, Bach, and Johann Friedrich Fasch. But here's Beethoven's Horn Sonata in F on KPR. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio. The Horn Sonata in F by Ludwig van Beethoven. Beethoven this morning on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Played by Hermann Baumann, and Leonard Hokanson was the pianist. Next, Puccini and Bach here on KPR. It's 9:30 from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, kansaspublicradio.org. Updated forecast from the National Weather Service, updated at 11 minutes into our 9 o'clock hour, like they did it just for us, for classical music. On KPR, says today, showers, thunderstorms likely before noon. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between noon and 2. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Mostly cloudy with a high near 77, and it's a 60% chance of rain. Tonight it's a 30% chance of rain, probably, if you're keeping track, for overnight, probably before 1 in the morning, but also between 1 and 2. Tomorrow, Friday, should be partly sunny and clear, gradually, with a high near 80. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center. The Manhattan Arts Center presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th through the 14th and the 19th through the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org. This is KPR. The lovely voice of Renee Fleming. O mio bambino caro, from Johnny Skeeky by Puccini here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's about 26 minutes before 10 o'clock, 67 degrees right now in Lawrence. The classics continue in the noon hour with a suite by Frank Bridge, a little oboe and harp romance with Rodrigo, Mark O'Connor's Strings and Threads suite as well. Classical music with Jeff from noon to 3 on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'm with you until then. Here's Bach. This fugue is called the Jig Fugue. It's played by the Canadian Brass now on KPR. Were you tapping on the steering wheel or dancing a jig in your kitchen? Great rhythm in that piece by Bach, the Jig Fugue. We can see why it's called that. The Fugue in G, played by the Canadian Brass. Good morning, it's KPR, where support for the classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Karen Willey moderates Water for Our Future with state legislators Kenny Titus and Lindsey Vonn on September 23rd. More at doleinstitute.org. Here's a concerto now by Johann Friedrich Fasch on KPR. By an ensemble called Storm at Sea, Tempesta di Mare, the concerto in B-flat written by Johann Friedrich Fasch. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We'll have a harvest hymn by Percy Grainger after the news, followed by some English music by Ray Fun Williams. Thanks for listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas.
So We've all been there. You get a phone call.
Join us tomorrow morning for the next Morning Edition, right here on KPR. It's on every weekday morning between 5 and 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU, HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH, KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ, Chanute, 90.3, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into programs you enjoy every day. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. Creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. It's 10:01. Good morning. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News or Algeria. The judge says the activist, a former Columbia University grad student, misrepresented information on his green card application. Khalil spent months in jail this year after being detained by immigration authorities in March. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Visit St. Pete, Clearwater, Florida, where visitors can unwind on white sand beaches and dine at restaurants. More at visitspc.com. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Harvest Hymn, Percy Grainger's arrangement, played by the Academy Chamber Ensemble. Next, some variations on an old English folk song. Before we hear The Winter Wind, etude by Chopin and Mendelssohn's Fifth. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. And from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Back in the late 1800s, you could go out and listen to folk songs in the countryside sung by people, and that's what Ralph Vaughan Williams did. And then a few years later, based on the old English folk song, Dives and Lazarus, well, instead of calling this Variations On, he called it Five Variants of Dives and Lazarus and scored it for string orchestra and harp. Here it is on KPR. Some lovely, rich tapestry music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, based on an old English folk song that he actually went out in the country and heard someone sing himself. Five variants of what was called Dives and Lazarus. It was Barry Wordsworth and the New Queen's Hall Orchestra. In this 10 o'clock hour, good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. It's about 10:22. We have music about September, right after the 11 o'clock news, with something from Tchaikovsky Seasons and David Olin Baird before we hear the John Rutter Gloria. And just a little bit past 11:30, Peter and the Wolf, narrated by Sting. Lots of great classics this morning. Glad you're listening. We're listening to them together here on KPR. We're live, we're local. We're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And this evening, the Topeka Symphony focused on film music for their April 2024 concert. You can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more in full symphonic sound. It's a Nostalgic Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony. It's this evening at 7, only on KPR, with a repeat Monday evening at 8. some shivery music by Frédéric Chopin. That's nicknamed the Winter Wind Etude. It's the 11th from the Opus 25 set. That was Murray Pariah at the piano, providing those 16th note sextuplets. It's about 10:27. Good morning. This is KPR Next, The Reformation. Symphony number 5. It's a great one by Mendelssohn. One that he turned his back on about 8 years after he wrote it, decided it was a piece of juvenilia. And it wasn't published until 1868, after his death, anyway, 21 years. Is that right? Anyway. Support for all this great classical music this morning on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And support, too, comes from the Crystal Image, hosting an open house event celebrating 21 years in business. Now at a new location at 11th and Kentucky in Lawrence. Thursday, September 18th. That's 4 to 6 p.m. That's today. Here it is, the Symphony No. 5, The Reformation. He wrote it to mark the 300th anniversary of the Augsburg Confession. So here it is, The Reformation. It's Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra for some Mendelssohn on KPR. Using Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress. That was Felix Mendelssohn, his Symphony No. 5, The Reformation, with Claudio Abbado and the London Symphony Orchestra, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. John Ayer, organist from a Pro Organo CD called The Art of the Chorale. And that was a Hanf setting, a chorale setting, organ setting of A Mighty Fortress by John Luther, which was featured in Mendelssohn's Fifth Symphony, The Reformation. This morning here on KPR, we'll have some fun in about half an hour as we listen to Sting narrate Peter and the Wolf on KPR.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time on The Middle, that's next time on The Middle. Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We'll have two pieces about September right after the news in just about 3 minutes. John Rutter's Gloria, followed by Peter and the Wolf. It's a great morning for music here on KPR. Glad we're listening to it all together. Support for news next on KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net. It's KPR.
More than 200 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. This is KPR from KU. The Hunt, September 9th, and The Seasons by Tchaikovsky, played by pianist Dmitri Paperno. Next, September from the Garden Suite. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. And now from Missouri composer David Olin Baird, September from the Garden Suite on KPR. And that was September from the Garden Suite by David Olin Baird, with Kansas City musicians Elena Lentz-Talley, clarinet, and Robert Farrago, piano. They'll both be performing separately, I guess, at part of KPR's Live Day. It's coming up in about a month, October 24th, when we have live music all day. We'll switch back and forth between the KPR studio and the Lawrence Public Library. And you're invited to attend the concerts at the library. There are plenty of seating right as you walk in. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The classics continue in the noon hour with a suite by Frank Bridge, a little oboe and harp romance with Rodrigo, Mark O'Connor's Strings and Threads suite as well, classical music with Jeff from noon to three on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. I'm with you until then. Before we hear the John Rutter Gloria, why don't we take a look at this September forecast as we're in the middle of the month plus a few days. Looks like today, chance of showers and thunderstorms before noon. Then again, more chances between noon and 2, and after that, a high of 77 today and the chance of rain is 60%. Tonight, 30% chance of rain, and tomorrow skies should clear and we'll have a high of about 80. And for Saturday, looks like a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 in the afternoon. Should be sunny, ultimately on Saturday, with a high near 80. Here's John Rutter, the Gloria, on KPR. Great energy from John Rutter's Cambridge Singers and the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble for John Rutter's own piece, his Gloria. And save the date, that'll be performed in Lawrence Saturday, December 6th at St. Lawrence, the Catholic Church just across 15th Street from KU. The Bales Choral Society will perform it. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, and 99.5 Manhattan, as well as kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music this hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Maselli's is featuring Final Fridays in the Maselli's Lounge with Lawrence Opera Theater for a night of music and cocktails. The show begins at 7:30 p.m., Friday, September 26th. Tickets at MaselliesOnline.com. Next, Peter and the Wolf, with the music by Prokofiev. And our classical friend narrator is Sting, now on KPR. Thank you to Sting for narrating Peter and the Wolf by Sergei Prokofiev. Sting was backed up by Claudio Abbado's Chamber Orchestra of Europe here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Next, a minute from the musical offering by Bach, and we'll go from Bach to Brahms when Jeff Watson cues up a Hungarian dance, number 10 by Johannes Brahms, and then music by Frank Bridge, his suite for string orchestra. Also, some lovely music for oboe and harp together. Keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
On Morning Edition, we hear something new with Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us in the morning between 5 and 9 a.m. right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus, the same thing you can hear through KANH and KANH HD1 in the Emporia area through 89.7, plus KANV and KANV HD1 is there for Olsburg Junction City at 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news on KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. And from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News, I'm